Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Black Rope, written and read by Missy. She promised to be my model, and I'd previously suggested rope. So there I was, in some skimpy short pyjamas, on a Sunday morning, with a hangover, thinking, how do I tie her up? Luckily, I knew her body well enough by this point to enjoy threading the soft black rope around her torso, lining up the strands and pulling her breasts together as I looped it over her shoulders and around her wrists at the back. She stood, smiling at me quietly, waiting for me to position her. I laid her down on a big beanbag, and for her to shuffle around till the light seemed right and she was in the middle. Being tied made her movements clumsy and wriggly, like a fish out of water. She giggled at herself, or maybe the situation, and finally settled, as I was happy with the angle to start with. I looked down at her, my camera in my hand, and I peered through the viewfinder, adjusting the settings till I had the exposure about right. My hands started shaking. It's a heavy camera, but that wasn't the cause. It was because she looked so amazing. Her eyes were closed, and her lips just curled up at the edges, betraying her enjoyment of being objectified. I turned her slightly and moved round the room. It was quiet, but I frowned as I lifted my camera to my eye again. I hadn't had this chance before. No one had let me take their photograph like this before, naked and restrained. Laid out for me in such a beautiful but vulnerable position, I craved getting the best image. But what I really wanted to do was put my camera down and enjoy those nipples, hardened by the slight chill and by her obvious enjoyment. The conflicting emotions rose up and started a quiet battle inside me as I worked. I checked the images I'd just taken, and they looked good. The contrast of her skin against the black rope made me go back to the lens and press the shutter again. I took my time, but then I flipped her over. She was laid on her front, and her perfectly shaped peachy arse tempted me to slap it, but what I really wanted was more images now. And I also wanted more rope. I wanted her to look totally restrained. I asked her permission to bind her ankles and attach them to her wrists. She quickly agreed, and I placed my camera down and grabbed some more rope. Carefully, I tied her ankles and pulled them back towards her arse and attached them to her already tied wrists. I liked the results and went straight back to my camera. My breathing was short and fast. She was so still, quietened by the rope. I moved around her, pressing the shutter, trying to get that perfect shot and framing her figure. Weighing up the balance between wanting to capture as much of her as possible, but also enjoying the closer details of her skin and the rope. I dipped down low onto my knees to see if I could take an image through the gap between her ankles and up to her wrists over the swell of her bottom. This is when I smelled her. I already knew the scent of her arousal, but knowing this situation had turned it on so much that I could almost taste it, hit me harder than expected. I'd been struggling anyway, with the battling emotions inside me making it hard for me to concentrate, but now it became almost painful. I'd taken quite a few shots, but I wanted to take more of her breasts and nipples, so I untied her feet and arms, but kept her chest harness on. On her back again, the beanbag material had left an indentation pattern over her pale skin, a tiny corrugated map of her curves. The battle inside me was over. I couldn't fight the desire I had for her, and I turned my camera off, put on the lens cap, and placed it safely out of the way. I kissed her breast and watched her nipples harden. Without my camera in my hand, I generally don't feel as dominant or even as confident around her. Previously, I'd tend to end up the submissive one, subservient to this strikingly gorgeous and intelligent woman, but with her chest still bound and my lead as a photographer, I still wanted to play with her, to control and direct. I grabbed some nipple clamps we'd used the night before and asked if she'd like them on. She pretty much purred her positive reply and squirmed deliciously as I placed each one carefully. I pulled at the chain connecting them, lifting her nipples up and making her groan and arch her back. They looked so right on her, like she was meant to wear them. I couldn't believe myself, but I went and grabbed my camera again, struggling this time to take a one-handed image as my left hand pulled up the nipple chain. I only took a few, abandoning my camera this time. I put my head between her legs and lapped at her wet cunt. The heady smell of her arousal meant I knew what she wanted. She moaned again when I pulled on the nipple clamps as I pushed my tongue deep. I didn't need her to last. She'd been so good as my model, I wanted to reward her quickly. So with circles on her clit and two fingers pushed into her now drenched cunt, I felt her grip me as she cried out in relief. She whimpered, gasped, and I released her swollen nipples and was soft and pliant in my arms as I carefully pulled the black rope from around her chest and curled around her as I pulled a blanket over us. If you liked that, you can find more of me at focusedandfilthy.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.